Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Radiate Naturally Radio. I'm your host, Cameron Owens, and it is a very exciting show for me for two reasons. Or for one, this is actually Radiate Naturally's first show on our new home, BTR. And today we will be interviewing our special guest, Angela Emery, who is the owner of the company, Radiate Naturally. To give you some background on who Angela is, she is an ACE Fitness Certified Personal Trainer in the Atlanta area and has been for well over 16 years. She is a motivational speaker, an author. She is a radio show host herself. She is also a Gemini, so you know that comes with a whole host of other things. And she is also someone that I consider a very good friend. So everyone join me and please welcome me, Angela Emery. Angela, you hear me?
Hey, Cameron, how are you doing today? Thank you for that great intro.
I threw that little Gemini thing in there. I had to throw that in there.
She's also partially crazy, but you know what? There's more than one of her inside. Just watch out, okay? Just watch out.
And I'm sure by the end of the show, everybody will fall in love with you, so it doesn't matter.
You can't.
All right, so you ready to start?
But one of my sides, like, I'm ready.
Okay, so just introduce yourself for who you are and describe to us briefly what is Radiate Naturally.
So, again, Cameron, you've already done a really good job at introducing me, but, you know, I'm Angela Emery, and I'm a fitness professional, a motivational person. I really just fell into this gig really accidentally following an ex-boyfriend. I decided to start working out and actually became in love with fitness. And as I've developed my fitness critiques or what have you, I've noticed that the whole is not really just fitness, but also the motivation behind why you're doing such things or why you're working out that really keeps the person going. You know, we could always just go to a treadmill and work out and wonder why we didn't drop 5 pounds after 2 hours on a treadmill or, you know, whatever. But it's the motivation that keeps you coming to the gym. It's the motivation of whatever you're doing, that internal why is what really keeps us going. So I developed Radiate Naturally because, honestly, it's not just the fitness. It's not just me yelling at you, telling you to do 20 push-ups. It's not me yelling at you, telling you that you need to do your squats right or how to eat. It's knowing, again, that internal why and developing that internal why that I figured out that most people don't even know why they're doing it. They just do it because they know they need to do it. And getting past that, no, I need to do it, and figure out why I'm doing it. So that's why I developed Radiate Naturally.
Okay, and for people who may not know, Radiate Naturally consists of three core areas, which include the physical, mental, and spiritual. So why do you feel like those three areas were important for you to include in your company?
Again, that goes to that whole why aspect. I'm telling you a backstory. I've worked with clients over the past 16 years that, you know, had the drive, would do whatever I told them to do, they do it. If I said drop and give me 500 push-ups, that boy would be down there and doing 502 and be like, what? And I'm like, okay, all right, you're motivated, yada, yada, yada. And then later on, he'll take a picture on Facebook and he's eating a whole pizza, a whole large pizza. And most of us know that, honestly, what happens is our fitness is not just our workout. Our fitness is 80% our nutrition. So I can train you all day. I can tell you to do push-ups, eat, and tell you to do whatever you need to do all day. However, if you do not eat and put the fuel in your body that you need to do, that you need to have, we're still going to be at the same place. And so in creating Radiate Naturally, I was determined to create something different so that we actually look at our internal selves which most of us in this day and age don't look at. We actually look at other things. We actually look at our, you know, what I have, what phone I have, what car I drive, what clothes I wear, instead of,
yes,
you know, what actually my internal self actually wants and needs. I'm not saying that those things aren't important. I love my iPhone 6S Plus. I love it, okay? But in the end of the day, I think that's just a phone, okay? And if it drops,
yes,
I will cry. But I won't die because my
You're not the only one.
Crashed. Right. I mean, I will act like I died, period, point blank. I'm still holding it in my hand right now as if I've just bought it. but I wanted to develop Radiate Naturally so that we can look at not only the external self and what it looks in the
mm-hmm.
mirror, but be happy with the internal self and what I see and feel on the inside.
So you said something about how important nutrition is when it comes to, I guess, fitness. So, you know, many people have come up with the goal to lose weight for 2016, but a lot of people by the summer, they just totally gave up on it because they're not seeing results. So what are some of the problem areas that you see contribute to people either gaining weight or having trouble losing weight? And is that a certain type of food, their mindset? Like, is it salt, sugar? Like, what are those areas that you see that people have problems with, like, letting go in order to lose weight?
For the most part, again, a lot of times it's emotional. Seven to eight times out of ten, it's crazy emotional. A lot of times we're working on, so we have our physical goal. We have the, I want to lose, for example, I want to lose 20 pounds by July 1st, yada, 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 New Year's resolution, woo, 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 da, 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 yay, go me. And I start running and I start doing all the stuff that I see everybody else doing. But it's
mm-hmm.
those times at home where I'm drinking the bottle of wine or I'm eating the fried chips or I'm out with friends or I'm just alone and, you know, passing by Krispy Kreme and whatever the heck I'm doing. At that time, I eat two or three donuts unconsciously. It's those
mm-hmm.
things that brings our emotional state that I say are emotional. I always say for my clients to write a food journal because that brings the emotion out. And most times
mm-hmm.
we don't want to write a food journal because no one wants me to see what they eat. But honestly, y'all see what I eat at the time, y'all would laugh. But
right.
What happens is it brings it conscious that I'm feeding. And then I ask my clients, so when you're eating these three Krispy Kreme donuts, what emotion were you feeding?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, wait, what? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to get on to you, but I don't really care about Krispy Kreme. I seriously don't care about Krispy Kreme. Honestly, I might have a Krispy Kreme donut every 6 months, one I'll pass by in a hot light zone and I have to go pull up and drive and order one. But
and it's nothing wrong with that, is it? Like, people feel like it's like
wrong.
No, I'm just saying people feel like they just absolutely can't do anything. Like, you know, and I, as a personal trainer, like, is that something that you tell people, like, not to worry about the little things? Like, if you want a soda every couple of months, that's okay. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, what's the intention behind it? What is your focus
mm-hmm.
behind it? A lot of times we definitely want to Is it a habit? Like, especially with soda, we all got
yes.
into this habit of drinking a soda instead of a Coke or whatever, or we think that the Diet Pepsi or the Diet Coke is a whole lot better than the regular
yeah.
Coke, and neither one of them are any good. But anyway, we won't go on that topic yet.
That's a whole two-hour show.
That's
just
a whole two-hour show right there. We're going to talk about that one next show. But like I said, it's like, you know, what's the emotion you're feeding? And a lot of times we're emotional and don't know why. We're internally crying and don't know why. So do
mm-hmm.
I help you with that stuff? No. I just want to bring it to a forefront that you're able to deal with that stuff. One of my clients,
mm-hmm.
over a 2 week period, I told her to start journaling, and emotionally she didn't want to. Of course, no one wants to start journaling, but when
mm-hmm.
she started journaling, within a week she realized, she was going, Angela, I just took an emotional bowel movement, and I was like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. She goes, I didn't realize how much crap I was holding in. I said, yeah, and after that the emotional eating got better.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't eat as much pasta as much anymore because she wasn't dealing with that same cycle. It's something about actually writing down. Now, for me, I verbalize it. I'll call my friends all the time. It's like, I just need to talk and just listen to me. And they go, okay, my poor friends, I pray for them. Jesus Christ.
I'm right here. You hear me over here sniffing. I'm trying to be quiet.
Cam is one of my emotional go-tos. I'm like, Cam, I just need to talk. He goes, okay. And I'll talk on the phone.
Everybody needs that outlet, though. Everybody needs that.
Right. For me, it's talking. I just need to talk it out. Some people actually need to write it out. And mm-hmm. by writing or for me talking it out, that stops the cycle in your head so that mm-hmm. you're not cycling and cycling, which causes the emotional eating, which causes mm-hmm. the emotional need to nourish whatever it is. And honestly, it's mm-hmm. just a throwback to what we do when we were kids, because when we were crying or we were emotionally sad, our mom used to nourish us with food or what have you. So therefore, we do the same thing subconsciously and feed our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're almost out of time. We have about 3 minutes. Would you like to extend the show to 30 minutes, or is 15 minutes good? We have 3 minutes left. Do you have anything else?
No, let's just keep it short and sweet right now. We can definitely extend this.
Okay.
If they want to reach me, they know how. I'm sure you're going to tell them how to reach me, Cameron.
Yes, but before that, I have a couple more questions, though. So
okay.
As far as Radiate, we'll get back on Radiate Naturally. So what are your future plans for your company, Radiate Naturally? Like, where do you see it going? Is it going to be local, national, global? Like, where do you see it going, online, in person?
I see it going worldwide, on the World Wide Web.
Most definitely. Dream big.
I'm definitely working on a couple of things right now where you're able to work out with me and do your workouts online. So even mm-hmm. if you can't meet with me in person, you're able to work out with me online and then have contact with me so that we can have these talks on what you're doing and, you know, have an accountability partner in person
okay.
or over the phone. There's someone you just kind of answer to them, kind of working
yes.
more into the accountability, motivational thing instead of the whole let's just work out thing. So the business is
yes.
taking a change, but I think it's a needed change most of us need to have in our lives.
Okay. All right. So do you have any last thoughts? You want to promote anything, any website, social media, any upcoming projects?
Definitely be looking for my Fit Camp workout, or my Frisky Fit mm-hmm. Camp workout. Excuse me, I forgot the Frisky part.
What is that?
The most important part. Frisky Fit Camp is a lap dance workout that is really fun,
ooh.
Really innovative, and also it creates the sensuality that I think most women need. So for right
mm-hmm.
now, it's an all-female workout. However, I am looking forward to it being probably including men soon, but definitely right now, the all-female workout, if you just lost touch of your sensuality and your sensual self, it's the best way to get in contact with it. It's a lap dance workout. We just do chairs, but you feel free to take it home and practice on somebody. But I feel like
mm-hmm.
I've seen that most women are more confident when they're back in touch with their sensual side, and not just the mommy or the wife or the business person that you are on the street. Get more
mm-hmm.
in touch with that sensual side, who you connected
yep.
with when you were 16, 18, 19, 20 years old, and
mm-hmm.
moving towards that to take better care of yourself. Do something for yourself for a change.
All right. That sounds great. Well, again, I want to thank Angela. Thank you so much for coming on Radiate Naturally Radio, for joining us. I'm your host, Cameron Owens, and thanks to our listeners for listening. And I'm going to play a song and close us out.
All right.